The history of the Cleveland Browns cannot be told without the stories of their running backs. The generations of great players, from Greg Pruitt to Ernest Biner and Kevin Mack, and of course, the incomparable Jim Brown. A standard has been set, and there's an expectation of greatness.
A running back has to have some ability to create, get yards on his own a lot. And the truly great ones, special ones that are a cut above everyone else, they do that, and they do it on a consistent basis. What I've seen from Crowell is that he's very explosive. Very explosive. He is so quick to the hole. He can burst into a small crease. He can accelerate out of one. Duke is similar. Duke is a lot quicker. He's got outstanding feet. He is a special playmaker now with the ball in his hands in the pass and running game. They do a great job of motivating each other, pushing one another, and they're young. They're not in their prime yet, and they're working toward that. They work hard every single day to be great, and that's what I appreciate from them as the position coach.
Really now it's just better just because I'm used to it also. I've been through it a couple years before, trying to fight to get a spot on the team, but now I'm trying to go out here and, you know, help my team win.
The year experience kind of helps you out, just because a lot of things are possibly the same within the offense, just different terminology, different schemes, different ways that you run it. So that 1 year of being here kind of helped me.
You know, me and Duke, we have what it takes. I feel like we've been working hard, you know, all this off season to come out here and, you know, just prove to everybody that we have what it takes. You know, he do a good job running the ball also. You know, he can also go out wide and, you know, we can throw the ball to him and, you know, get mismatches and different things like that.
Crow's going to hit it. Crow's going to go 1,000 miles an hour, either through you or around you. Either way, he's doing everything he can to make the play.
Really, we just want to run violently. We just want to go out there and just dominate and just be physical.
That's coach's mindset. He wants to be physical. He wants to be grimy. He wants to dominate.
I know we both want to be 1,000-yard rushers. That's the main thing. But really, the main focus is helping our team win and, you know, capitalize every time we get out there on the field.
The guys up front is the ones who block and make it happen, but at the same time, we have to see it and hit it also. At the end of the day, you got a job to do. And whether you're trying to impress the coach or not, you still have your job doing. Our job is to make plays.
You know, it's the first preseason game, so we're just trying to go out there and make sure we have everything right, the fundamentals on offense, defense, and special teams. So we just want to go out there and just make sure we have everything together as a team and go out there and, you know, play together.
You're right there. Now you're forcing him to do that. Because if you square him up, they're going to do it every time. They're going to jump around, you go right there. Because your momentum.
Systems change. Language changes. Coaches changes. But fundamentals never change. So that's what you're always teaching as a running back coach or any position for that matter. Right. These players want to win. These coaches want to win. The organization, these fans, the city wants to win, and everybody is really dialed in and really moving forward, got their eyes on the prize, and that is to be successful, have a winning season, go to the playoffs, win a championship. We're going to turn this around. We're going to be competitive, and we're going to win football games. That's what it's all about. Everything that we do is about winning. It's about creating a culture of success and a culture of championships. And that's our goal, and we're not going to stop until we do it. We're going to make history now.